time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Mount Vernon Township High School officials are investigating a social media message that indicates a threat of violence at the school. School officials gathered on Wednesday night at the high school to work with police officials on contacting individuals regarding a threat made Wednesday on Snapchat regarding an incident reportedly planned for the high school on Thursday. Authorities have a copy of the Snapchat message, but say at this time, there are no credible threats to the school, and all interviews with students have indicated they heard rumors of an incident. School officials and law enforcement believe this is an unfounded rumor, but in light of recent events at schools across the country, they believe everyone needs to do their best to help students and families feel safe. So extra law enforcement was present at the school on Thursday. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement investments, wealth management, and health savings accounts. What more could you need? Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
I believe in the future of agriculture, with a faith born not of words, but of deeds. Hi, this is Harlan Young from the Edwards County FFA. That's the first line of the FFA creed, a motto that binds more than 650,000 FFA members who wear the blue jacket. It's a statement that we all believe in as we focus on academic and personal growth, build healthy local communities, and strengthen American agriculture. FFA members are making a difference every day. Happy National FFA Week from the Edwards County FFA chapter.
The original company radio stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes. Featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. With a full cash bar from Willie's Pub. And French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes. With Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
A 44-year-old Xenia man was sentenced to federal prison on drug-related charges. Ryan T. Harmon was sentenced on Wednesday to 120 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. Harmon had previously pled guilty to 3 counts in a federal indictment. In part, Harmon pled guilty to 3 counts of conspiring to knowingly and intentionally distributing and possessing with the intent to distribute alpha PVP, or more commonly known as bath salts. The investigation in this case was conducted by the Flora Police Department, the Clay County Sheriff's Office, the Illinois State Police Southeastern Illinois Drug Task Force, and the Metropolitan Enforcement Group of Southwestern Illinois. According to Clay County State's Attorney Joel Paulus, Wednesday in Clay County Circuit Court, Judge William Robin Todd sentenced a nobleman to 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections. Paulus stated that 28-year-old Cody J. Workman was sentenced to serve 4 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections for a Class 4 felony offense of criminal trespass to a residence. Workman was further ordered to pay over $1,500 in fines, fees, and statutory assessments following his release from the correctional facility. The charge alleges that on February 3rd in Clay County, Workman kicked open the door and entered the residence of Aaron Workman. As a result of his conviction, his probation for domestic battery was revoked. This case was investigated by officers of the Clay County Sheriff's Department. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department reports that a gun threat at Continental Tire just outside Mount Vernon on Tuesday morning was unfounded. Sheriff's Department says they received a call from security at Continental Tire around 3 a.m. requesting a deputy for a possible gun threat. A deputy responded and gathered information. During the investigation, the department concluded that this was a false threat. After speaking to witnesses, they determined there was no gun threat, and instead, there was a dispute between two individuals. The safety of the employees was not endangered by this incident. The Sheriff's Department is continuing its investigation into the incident, but emphasizes there was no actual gun threat at the plant. A federal grand jury indicted two Illinois former U.S. postal workers. According to the U.S. Attorney's Southern Illinois District Office, Brianna N. Burridge, 22, of Belleville, was charged with unlawful delay of the United States mail while working as a letter carrier at the Belleville, Illinois Post Office. Amber J. Brawley, 36, of Godfrey, Illinois, was charged with theft and embezzlement of United States mail while working as a postal employee at the Godfrey Post Office. Burridge was accused of failing to deliver thousands of pieces of mail and putting it into trash bags for several weeks. Brawley was accused of stealing mail and using the mail for her own use. Burridge and Brawley both face up to 5 years of imprisonment and a fine of up to $250,000. The city of Fairfield is accepting applications for a water filtration operator with at least a Class D license. Potential candidates are required to live within the city of Fairfield within 6 months of being hired. Applications can be picked up at City Hall and will be accepted through March the 5th. If you have any questions, you can contact Fairfield City Hall. The Student Nurses Association of Frontier Community College and the American Red Cross have collaborated to host a blood drive in honor of the late Vicki Lemons, who was a well-loved FCC nursing instructor. The blood drive will be held on Monday, February 26th, in rooms 128 and 129 of FCC's Learning Resource Center. Drive will be from 12:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. Donors can make an appointment ahead of time, or walk-ins are also welcome. Start the donation process before leaving home by completing an online pre-donation and health history questionnaire at your convenience on the day of your appointment. For more information about donating blood, visit redcrossblood.org/rapidpass. Those who wish to donate blood can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Frontier CC to schedule an appointment. A single donation can save up to 3 lives. For additional information, contact the nursing department at Frontier Community College at 842-3711. I'll have more news in just a few moments.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care provides accessible medical evaluations and convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs medical attention right away for treatment of a strain, sprain, sore throat, cold, flu, rash, ear infection, or a minor laceration, fracture, or ailment. Our Urgent Care service allows you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community health care.
Fairfield Police Department has issued a reminder that this is the final day for Fairfield Police Officer applications to be picked up at Fairfield City Hall. All applications must be returned by 3 o'clock today. There is a non-refundable $20 fee at the time of the application is picked up. A mandatory orientation will be held on Friday, March 2nd at 5 o'clock, and physical testing will be held on Saturday, March 3rd at 8 a.m. at the Fairfield Community High School. Wayne City High School History Club will be having their annual trivia night. It is tomorrow night in the high school performance gym. Registration begins at 6 p.m. and the trivia begins at 7. Entry fee for teams of up to 10 members is $100. There will be door prizes and snacks, and all proceeds will go to the Wayne City High School History Club. The Jeff Raritan Club will host a benefit for Trina Klein to go toward her medical expenses. The benefit will be held at the Jeff Raritan Building on Saturday, with serving starting at 4:30. On the menu will be beef and noodles and chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, dessert, and drink. The cost is by donation. Everyone is welcome. The 30th annual Wayne County Scholastic Bowl will be held next Friday, March the 2nd, hosted by Frontier Community College. All matches will be held in the Workforce Development Center. 6 Wayne County middle school teams will be competing in the double elimination tournament, with the first 2 matches beginning at 8:30 a.m., the last 2 matches for the day beginning at 10:45 a.m. The championship matches will begin at 6 p.m. and will be aired on WFIW-FM 104.9. Family and friends are invited to attend any and all of the matches. The day matches will be held at approximately 8:30, 9:15, 10 o'clock, and 10:45, depending if a match ends early or runs late. Day matches will be held in Workforce Development Center rooms 10 and 29, and once a match begins, the doors to those rooms will be closed until the match ends. The Fairfield Police Association will be hosting the 17th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament with the assistance of the Fairfield Lady Mules basketball team. The dates for the tournament are set for Friday night, March 9th for those 6 feet and under, and Saturday morning, March 10th for the open class. You have to be high school age or older to play. The entry fee is $50 per team of 3 or 4 players. Entry forms can be picked up at the Fairfield City Police Department. Forms and entry fees need to be returned to the police station no later than Monday, March 5th. All of the games will be played at Fairfield Community High School. If you need more information, call the Fairfield Police Station and ask for Officer Charles McMean. Frontier Community College will be hosting a Breakfast with a Bunny on Saturday, March 24th. The event, sponsored by the Health Informatics Club, will be held from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Bob Boyles Hall on FCC's campus. The morning will feature a hot breakfast, crafts, and pictures with the Easter Bunny. Children ages newborn to 8 years of age are eligible to register. The registration fee is $10 per child. For more information or to register, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Illinoisans can celebrate the state's 200th birthday by choosing the 200 greatest people, places, and things in the state history in online voting coordinated by the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, the State Journal Register, and the Illinois Bicentennial Commission. Every 2 weeks through the rest of 2018, the public will get to select the best movies, most inspiring leaders, greatest books, top businesses, and much more. By the state's 200th birthday on December 3rd, voters will have chosen 10 favorites in 20 different categories, the Illinois Top 200. Voting in the first category, Top Movies, opened on Monday. Results will be announced on March the 5th, when voting starts for the next category, the Top Businesses. To vote, visit IllinoisTop200.com. Price being paid for local crude oil is $55.75. That's up a dollar from yesterday. Turning now to area deaths, 84-year-old Yvette Webb of Sisney died Tuesday at Harrisburg Medical Center in Harrisburg. She worked at Airtex Products and worked as a telephone operator overseas during the 60s for the Army. She was a member of the Oak Valley Free Will Baptist Church in Jeff. Survivors included daughter Mary Angel Linder of Fairfield, 3 sons Eric Rentmore of Harrisburg, Jack Webb of Sisney, and Eves Denzot of Oklahoma. 10 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Yvette Webb will be held at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial to follow in the Sisney Cemetery. Visitation is from 9 to 10 a.m. tomorrow at the funeral home. Memorials can be given to the American Cancer Society and will be accepted at the funeral home. The Hustleton Funeral Home in Sisney is in charge of all of the arrangements. 94-year-old Mary Evelyn Short of Fairfield died on Wednesday. She had been a seamstress, caregiver, and homemaker. Mary is survived by her daughters, Scarlett Imhoff of Moline, Illinois, Janet Zonders and Kay Russell, both of Fairfield, sons Steve Short of Tampa, Florida, and Glenn Bugs Short, Jr. of Fairfield, sister Dorothy Short of Carmi, 17 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-grandchildren. Several nieces and nephews also survived. Funeral services for Mary Evelyn Short will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of all of the arrangements. 91-year-old Oscar Ross Vaughn Jr. of Macedonia died Tuesday at McLeansboro Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center in McLeansboro. He was a cook and loved to mow and fish. He served in the U.S. Navy from 1944 to 1946 in the South Pacific during World War II. Survivors include 2 sons, Kevin Vaughn and wife Mary Jo of Macedonia, and Les Vaughn and wife Debbie of Dahlgren. 2 grandsons, Dale Vaughn, Thomas Vaughn, and his wife Elizabeth. 4 great-grandchildren, Caleb, Caden, Anna, and Abigail. Funeral services for Oscar Ross Vaughn Jr. will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in the Antioch Cemetery in McLeansboro. Graveside military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post 106 of McLeansboro and the U.S. Navy Honor Team. Visitation will be held from 4 to 7 tonight at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the Rogers DeWitt Park of McLeansboro and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of all of the arrangements. 80-year-old Dawnce Anderson died Sunday at her residence in Marion. Survivors include two daughters, Carla Kern of Walnut Hill and Tanya Mallon of Marion, along with four grandchildren and five great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dawnce Anderson will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Visitation will be from 10 o'clock until the service time at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel. Memorials to the family will be accepted at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. The Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City is in charge of all of the arrangements. James A. Mason, 68, of Fairfield, died Friday at his residence. Services for James Mason are pending at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Reporting for the Vacationing Len Wells, I'm Tom Levine.
Hi, Eric Latte from One Stop Flooring America. I want to personally invite everyone to stop by our booth at this year's Jefferson County Home Show. Spin the prize wheel for huge savings, plus meet our award-winning staff and our special guest, Jennifer Bertrand, winner of HGTV's Design Star and current host of HGTV's hit show, Paint Over. Not only will she be giving design tips, you can register to win a free one-hour design consultation with Jennifer. Visit One Stop Flooring America at the Jefferson County Home Show, February 23rd and 24th at Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon.
Cox Industrial Repair, 20-plus years experience repairing and rebuilding starters, alternators, hydraulic cylinders, air impacts, air nailers, and electric tools such as Milwaukee, DeWalt, Bosch, and many others. Our business is built on quality workmanship and integrity. Cox Industrial Repair, 145 Industrial Park Drive, behind the Dollar Store in Grayville. Drop off or call for free pickup and delivery, 618-375-2347. Cox Industrial Repair, good people helping good people.
Time for a Friday check of sports. College basketball last night, a game you heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Illinois loses 93-86 to number 9 Purdue. Laron Black had 20 to lead the Illini, who wrap up the regular season Saturday at Rutgers. Elsewhere, SIU Edwardsville loses 86-81 to Austin Peay. It was Murray State 76, EIU 66, and Wisconsin over Northwestern 70-64. In the NBA, Philadelphia beat the Bulls 116-115. Class 1A and 2A Boys Regional Champions will be crowned tonight. Now, here's the schedule. At the 2A Fairfield Regional, Carmi-White County takes on El Dorado. At Johnston City, it's Chester versus Anna Jonesboro. At Lawrenceville, Mount Carmel versus Harrisburg. And at Pinckneyville, Pinckneyville versus Waterloo Chabot. In Class 1A at NCOE, Weber plays Christopher. At Gallatin County, Cairo plays Gallatin County. At Hudsonville, St. Elmo Brownstown takes on at Altamont. At Mounds Meridian, Meridian plays Goreville. Dietrich plays Odin at the Patoka Regional. At Oakville, it's Oakville versus Lovejoy. And at Ziegler-Royalton, Cesar Valier takes on Woodlawn. High school girls action, 1A state semifinals today in Bloomington. Ocal Valley takes on Stockton. Lebanon takes on Danville-Sharman. And in the 2A state semifinals this evening, Chicago Harlan takes on Eureka. Tautopolis plays Chicago Marshall. Junior high volleyball this afternoon, 5:15 p.m. Start, Jasper Jeff hosts Grayville for C, JV, and varsity matches. Pacers take on Atlanta in the NBA, and in the NHL tonight, Blues host Winnipeg, Blackhawks at home against San Jose. That's a check of sports. Fifty 50% chance for showers today with a high 55. Rain likely, 42 the low tonight. For tomorrow, rain likely with a high of 60. Sunshine, 55 on Sunday. Sunny, 60 on Monday. And for Tuesday, sunshine with a high 65.